winning and losing. Swing trading success depends on the chosen path to profit. Some push hard for the big gain, but risk big losses when the action suddenly turns against them. Others slowly build each profit and watch defensively for a quick exit when wrong. Choose the focus that matches your trading personality, but prepare to deal with the consequences of the decision. You have to be very, very good before you allow yourself to be bad. Intraday traders can control losses more efficiently than position traders. Price-time tendency now works to their advantage. In other words, incurred losses will be smaller on average because positions are held for a shorter time period. This allows loss distribution closer to zero than position trading. But frequent intraday executions often wash out this advantage through higher transaction costs. Loss side management increases profits more quickly than chasing gains. Take what the market gives and move on to the next trade. Successful participants know when they're wrong and execute a well-rehearsed exit plan. Learn this skill quickly, because most traders lose more often than they win during a typical career. Enter every position with an exit door close to the entry to cut losses when wrong. Keep another just behind advancing price to protect gains when right. Expect some frustration along the way. Many stocks will whipsaw through SR and shake out good positions just before taking off sharply in the right direction. Experience will reduce these unpleasant events, but will never eliminate them completely. Seek liquidity at all times. Swing traders need fast execution with low slippage, and that won't happen unless there's an active crowd flipping the stock. Less liquid issues also carry higher transaction costs and erratic movement that will undermine sound risk management. Avoid stocks with volume less than 500,000 to 1 million shares per day for 1 to 3 day positions. Intraday traders should focus on issues that trade 2 million shares or more each session. Special conditions will change these guidelines. High-level shock events turn thin stocks into excellent swing trading vehicles for short periods of time. Shocked stocks that trade 3 to 5 million shares or more produce excellent profits with low transaction costs. Stop losses. Avoid physical stops as long as positions can be managed in real time. This reduces stop gunning exposure and allows a progression of natural exit points. As price evolves, so does exit planning. Swing tactics implement discretionary, voluntary, rather than system, automatic, trade execution. This flexibility extends through the exit from each active position. Terminate the trade when movement in the intended direction reaches a natural barrier that may impede further price change. Also, get out when movement against the intended direction violates a natural barrier that may accelerate price change. Swing traders consistently recognize impending failures as pattern cycles knowledge grows. Don't wait for the crowd to depart a failing position. Lead them out the exit door and move on to the next opportunity. A pullback will often follow the first violation of well-marked SR in strong markets. One advanced strategy holds the position through the swing break and bids into the bouncing market to exit. While good discipline always grabs the first exit door, use this second chance when caught off guard. Place an arbitrary stop to keep the trade within risk tolerance if momentum offers no obvious exit. Enter with the market in motion and place the exit order at any price that yields an acceptable loss. Better yet, bid into the market several times and place stops very close to the purchase prices. Then take a series of small losses in the effort to catch a major price thrust. Keep in mind that if a momentum market turns sharply, no stop loss will offer real protection. Physical stops provide a convenient tool for part-timers that can't actively manage their own positions. Enter the sell stop as soon as the trade produces a new fill report. Place the limit order on the other side of known SR within the risk parameters for the position. Add reasonable wriggle room to avoid whipsaw exits. If the position survives the session, re-examine the stop that night and adjust as necessary. Continue to review nightly and push the exit door closer to current price as soon as it moves into a profit. Adjust it even closer as the price target approaches or time reaches the intended holding period. And consider a quick windfall exit after any sharp bar expansion in the right direction.